Welcome back, everybody. As we remind you once again that there's a widening wealth gap between the haves and have-nots. So which side of the divide are you on? How do you bridge that gap and gain greater economic control, freedom, and security for yourself and your loved ones? Welcome to Closing the Wealth Gap, the only show that gives you weekly workable tips, ideas, and suggestions for average income earners like you on how to regain control of your financial future from the man who's helped millions, Tyrone French. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Well, always eager and excited. A little hesitant sometimes because you bring up these uncomfortable topics I don't want to think about. Last time it was final expenses, but by God, somebody's got to get my head out of the sand to start thinking
we
about this.
We've got to talk about it. I mean, yeah. I know it's like, wow, watching paint dry, but we've got to talk about it.
Well, it's not that it's dull per se. It's something I don't want to think about. I want to put off to another day here.
Right.
It's an uncomfortable conversation, and it's one of those things I realize I should know more about it, and I don't, so I feel dumb. And anytime I feel dumb, I go somewhere else. So I hope we're going to try and, I won't say dumb it down, but we're going to try and make these things fun and interesting and not so frightening to talk about.
Well, Paul, here's the issue. I work with financially astute clients for years and helping them to secure their financial legacies by protecting their assets, making them grow. And it hit me. It was like, what about the other 95% of the average income earners that don't have access to this information?
Yeah.
So that's what led me to do
this. Which is why, as you say, we all know it. We talk about it every day. It's one of the common themes in the media or our politics today, the growing chasm between rich and poor, the widening gap, bigger and bigger wealth gap out here.
Exactly. So I just decided, why not have a financial expert, somebody that understands credit, finances, insurance, have them come in that's willing to share their insight, secrets, and tools to help bridge that gap between the rich and the poor.
I think it's brilliant, and I applaud you for doing it, and I know already we've had a lot of people tuning into it. So who'd you bring with you today?
Well, today we're
going to be walking with them and talking. We're going to walk the walk here.
It's Charles Morgan. And yep. We got him online.
And just give us a little background, and then we'll bring him in.
Well, Charles, he's an expert in crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. You know, there's a crazy one that we have done so many shows on. I don't know if our audience has totally wrapped their head around what's happening when Obama passed the Jobs Act and opened up the door to crowdfunding. But there was the, as I understand it, let's see if I'm wrong, he might correct me here, two types of crowdfunding. There is the reward-based one. Hey, help me get my movie up, and you get a free T-shirt, or you get a part in the movie,
right.
Or it's a good idea, and you're just going to help me save the planet and create some new gizmo that recycles water or something. Or there's the equity crowdfunding, and that's the one that took a while for them to write the rules. The SEC was terrified of this idea that ordinary people could go to other ordinary people and just get investors through these crowdfunding platforms. But it's happening.
Right.
It's out there now, and I'd love to learn more.
Well, here we go.
All right. Charles, welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Yes, you're absolutely right. The crowdfunding experience is definitely a whole new ball game. It's opened up a absolute clear open path for people, normal people, just like me and you, you know, not rich people, to go ahead and take control of their actual financial situations. And the thing about crowdfunding, which we have to understand in all aspects, crowdfunding has been going on since, you know, the age of time, since the point you were as of an adult. You can go ahead and start, you know, helping out with, you know, even birthdays and bridal showers. We've all been participating in crowdfunding activities, but it just hasn't had the label on it to say, hey,
right,
this is actual crowdfunding.
And it was just friends and family. You know, you needed some help. You went to your uncle, you went to your dad, and they helped support you. And you needed some money, you needed an investor, something like that. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Now you get a crowd of people that can fund you. So are you in the equity side or the reward side? What are we talking about today?
It's a little bit of both that's going on here. What we have going on in United Success Network, I am the CEO and founder of that. And what we have going on, we're just enlightening people and educating people on what's exactly available for them right now that they can actually touch right now. And that's happening on a everyday basis where people can go ahead and come together and use a platform, a proven platform, for people to go ahead and say, hey, if you have a reason, a why, everyone has a reason and why that they need extra money. I mean, if you ask anybody, even millionaires, we have millionaires in our program that have people in their pocket. And they say, hey, we're showing them a way how to go ahead and get out of our pocket. But everybody has a reason and why. And that's the importance about crowdfunding, where you can go ahead and use a simple platform proven to go ahead and help you, you know, just balance your everyday life to, you know, day to day, you know, means of just, you know, right, balancing your economic, your financial wages coming in.
So I'm just going to sit back then and let you guys teach me about this stuff,
right,
here.
So. And Charles, here's the thing. It sounds like gifting, and I'm all for that as far as, you know, people helping other people to raise capital. But I want you to elaborate a little bit based on how exactly does this work? How can somebody plug into your network to actually start raising capital or raising funds just for their everyday needs and necessities?
Yeah, absolutely. What we have in place, like I said, we have a simple system. We have actually we've tapped into two multi-billion-dollar industries where we have the social media experience, where, you know, like the other ones out there, that, you know, the Facebooks and things of that nature. And then we combine the crowdfunding experience. What that has created is a powerful vehicle to say how we can come together on the social side, and then knowing that everyone has these different things going on. And as their financial issues, we have provided a way outside of what gifting provides. You know, those are combined, everything that comes here, and they go like really fast as they come. Our difference is that, hey, we have a system that is based upon crowdfunding.
Okay.
If you understand the crowdfunding aspect, that's basically, you know, people coming together via the internet and normally making small donations to go ahead and fund one's project or venture or whatever, or even their necessity to go ahead and even pay their, you know, their mortgage or their medical bills.
Exactly.
Crowdfunding has tapped into a whole bigger platform.
So how exactly would an individual tap into that network? How do you get started?
Well, it's pretty simple. We have a unique platform. We have a social media side where we tell everyone to go ahead and engage. That's how everyone stays in communication. Then we have everyone that comes in on the crowdfunding side. You will actually get in contact with the person that invited you. This is a private invitation saying, hey, you can go ahead and come into our platform. Everyone's given a capture page unique to themselves and their username, and they come aboard that way.
You know, Charles, what I found out also is that a lot of people think that this is network marketing, and this is not network marketing. Is that correct?
That it is not network marketing. Actually, I met with a few different specialists just within the last week that's actually become one of my financial mentors, and he is totally against network marketing and MLMs because he says, hey, bottom line is they just really don't pan out. It's only a certain percentage, and if you check with any numbers, most network marketings and things, if you contact the corporate office, you'll find out there's usually 0.00, then it's probably a number that comes after that people actually make it out and make it into that 1% that actually do receive money.
Okay, so next question is how does this differentiate between network marketing and your network?
Well, United Success Network, our whole emphasis is about compassion. Everyone knows somebody that is in need of a financial blessing or, you know, just that extra. Most people, you know, work 40 years plus and they still retire having to go back. We're
right,
sitting in place as pioneers for change because, you know, a lot of people are closed minded.
Right.
We're asking people to go ahead and open their mind to understanding that, hey, when we come together, we, the people, have the power to go ahead and change our lives financially.
Exactly.
It's more than enough money. We throw away money. We spend money frivolously.
Right.
But now we're showing people how to simply come together. Like a lot of other cultures and a lot of people have a blueprint already set up for what's going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're showing people a blueprint to do something positive and make things happen for the next generation.
Exactly.
That's our whole thing, making it happen for the next generation to say, we got something for you.
And exactly. Can you imagine someone trying to build a house? You have a contractor and you have them to put a project together for you. And they're telling you how they're going to complete the project and everything. And all of a sudden you ask them, well, where's the blueprints? Well, we don't have any blueprints. We're just going to, you know, do this by the seat of our. No, you need to have a blueprint to whereas everybody can actually come on board and they can actually see exactly what's going to happen before it happens. You can anticipate your growth.
Exactly. That's the exact platform that we provide. We pride ourselves saying that we don't have to touch the money. Like other crowdfunding platforms, they hold the money, they take their money right off top. We show people how to plug in, how to generate, how to start making a movement happen amongst your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever it might be.
Well, I tell you what, let's get down to the brass tacks. The bottom line. Let's say just based on an anticipation of the type of money that somebody they tap into your network, what are they looking at per month as far as a return? Maybe 400, 200, 100. On typically, what is the return on people being associated with your network?
Okay, it's very simple. We have a video that's going out, it's actually becoming viral. But we pride ourselves off of showing you, even in our first level, we have five different levels. We kept it simple on purpose. We kept it economically safe for people that are a little bit skeptical. They don't have any room for error.
Right.
Now,
right.
We set it up where within the first level, you generate at a total of $400. Now, we have something called a 7-day challenge that is taking place. From that $400, you're going to actually, is systems and regulations to everything. From that $400, we have a proven system that you go ahead and sow seeds to the next level. Out of that $400, what you're going to keep is a total of $300, and then you have a second system in place. It's called a recycler, meaning if the system has worked for you, you go ahead and recycle right back in. Out of that first $400, you're going to keep in pocket a total of $250 cash.
Okay.
That's what you're going to receive. Now, within the 7-day challenge, it's basically saying that most people are going through that 7-day challenge within absolutely like 24 to 48 hours. I've seen people go ahead and put it in. It's basically a system of fill in the blank. I've seen people put in a total of, 10, 20, 30 people and receive thousands of dollars within a matter of hours.
And one thing, Charles, I want to jump in here because I want to be clear on this. These are donations that the people within your network are receiving from other members. This money is not coming from your company. It's not coming from United Success Network.
Absolutely right. It's coming from other people that are in the community. It comes exactly from the people that you bring in.
Okay. Now, is there a fee associated with joining the network? Because that's crucial. People want to know, how much money do I got to put up front just to be a part of this organization?
Exactly. The way how we have it set up, you come out of pocket, a one-time out-of-pocket $50 donation. You have to give in order to receive. Keep an open hand. You can't. If you don't give, your hand is already closed.
But that donation is not to the network. It's to another member. Is that correct?
Yes, it is absolutely based upon peer-to-peer, member-to-member. We pride ourselves saying we don't touch the money.
Got it. So let's say somebody want to make a donation. How can they actually make donations to the network?
Well, they don't make donations to the network. They make donations.
While they're associated with that network, how do they make donations between member-to-member of the network?
Yes. What they do, we have different ways. People, my name on the board is Cash in Motion, so I receive a lot of cash at the same time. But now we have interesting ways to go ahead and send money through different methods of the Cash App, different methods of PayPal, different methods, any way that you go ahead and send the donation. And we're actually about to release a new debit card that's going to be, our main way of sending the money to each other.
Okay. But until you receive that, until you actually issue a debit card, then most people are using what you said, like Cash App or PayPal or debit cards to actually transfer money or actually to give money to other members.
Yeah, I would say I believe about 95% of the people are using the Cash App. I don't want to, just throw their name out there too much because I'm going to be in competition with them. But yeah, most people are using 95% are using the Cash App, which is very popular. They send donations. It comes through as easy as sending a text message. It comes through.
So what got you interested in crowdfunding?
Well, that's a good story. Actually, when I was roughly about 21, 22 years old, I was in, previously, back in the day, I don't want to disclose how old I am, but it wasn't crowdfunding back then. It was actually a gifting program that gave me my first experience of, actually receiving some real good finance. But I was able to, get blessed with over six figures in a short amount of time. I'm talking about within under a whole year.
Okay.
And I was blessed that opened my mind up to a whole new way how to receive money and be blessed in a certain way that it set the foundation for me really strong. But moving into the crowdfunding, you know, I had different partners come along, and they, you know, everybody's like a piece of the puzzle of what we're doing here. We had certain things legalized to the point we had, you know, it was about wording, terminology, and things of that nature, and right. then fine-tuning things to right. make sure the system works. But crowdfunding is the next big explosion. If you look at any statistics, go ahead and Google search it and see how much within the next 10 years crowdfunding ventures are, you know, going to accumulate, and it's roughly over $300 billion.
Well, here's the thing, and Charles, I have to agree with you. It's just, you know, I'm a financial counselor with a financial background, and I have to admit I had very little knowledge about crowdfunding. So when I started doing my research and my due diligence, I just found out that, hey, like you said, this is something that's been going on for years, and it's legal. And just like my daughter is getting ready to go to college, and mm-hmm. so just based on that, you know, it's expensive to go to college. I'm a, you know, small business owner, so actually, you know, she's an employee of mine, so my business can actually help to fund her college. But if I decide to give my daughter like $15,000, that's a gift to her that is income tax free. And yeah. also, not just me, but my wife. If my wife decided to give my daughter $15,000, that's $30,000 that my daughter would receive income tax free. So, like I said, it's an idea, just bait that it's time has come. This is 21st century financing.
Yes.
And it's an excellent way just to raise capital, but it's a mindset. Some people will see the opportunity, some people won't. But I like to tell people, hey, the 1% has a certain mindset, the 4% has a certain mindset, and the 95% have a certain mindset. So once you begin to open up your horizons, your thinking based on maybe there's certain alternatives out there that we can use to actually bridge that gap, because the name of the show is Closing the Wealth Gap, to bridge that gap between raising capital. And let's say, you know, it's $500 a month. Well, you know, you can't really write home about $500 a month, but for $500 a month, that can help with rent. That can help with a mortgage payment. That can help with a car payment. That can help with insurance payments. So, you know, it's just it's a piece of the pie. It's another piece of the pie that's viable. And I see it extremely viable to millennials and college students.
Absolutely. We're actually our next phase. We've been doing word of mouth for about the last 6 months. We have roughly over 3,000 plus members. And now our whole marketing strategy is to go ahead and get it out to the people that really need it. Those college students, I mean, it's not the system. You know, if you have a scholarship, that's all fine. But those that are paying for it, they're coming out within automatically with the, you know, almost $50,000 to $80,000 or $100,000 in debt.
Yes.
There's no way they can pay that back. And we're showing people and showing especially the college students how to say you can go ahead and get your degree, get the best degree you can absolutely get, and then come out debt free. Now, that's going to make the mark. That's going to change lives to say, hey, I got exactly what I wanted from my college education. And now I'm coming out into my career. You know, sometimes it takes a long time
right.
to get in there. But now I have a foundation that I'm not in debt right from the beginning, crippling you.
Right. You know, it's almost like, let's say if you're in the market for a brand new car, and let's say if you want a particular make and model. Well, all of a sudden, you begin to see that particular make and model everywhere just because you're focused on it. Well, like I said, my daughter's getting ready to go to college, and we're preparing her to go. And now, all of a sudden, I'm beginning to look at, in the research, begin to see, you know, with the college applications and the scholarships and the loans and the grants. And again, I began to look at different avenues as far as raising cash. And then all of a sudden, I came across this one individual. Student debt all over the place. And she created an account to help her to get out of her student loan debt. And then all of a sudden, she posted to her as, you know, hey, you know, I'm out of debt. And so a lot of times, again, these people that you go to college to get a good paying job, but you end up with all this crushing debt.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so how do you resolve that? How do you resolve it? Especially with people, when they get out of college, they're not really landing the jobs that they thought they were going to get. So how do you get from under that debt? And crowdfunding is a viable option.
Absolutely. Crowdfunding, we see it as the solution. It takes normal people that just come together. We see a problem and we go for the solution. We don't just, you know, add to the problems. We can do that all day.
Okay.
Become the solution. We have it here in United Success Network.
And so how long has this network been organized? How long has it been in existence?
like this. We've been putting this together since, you can see on our label, we've been putting it together since 2008. It has been a road that's been traveled. We have stood up, we stood, came down, and now we're at the point we have fine-tuned our product, our service, our community to the point we are going to the next level. We're going to close out 2018 stronger than ever, going into 2019, showing people that, hey, we are the solution.
So how do, I mean, now that we put this information out there, and it's viable information, how do people, how do they contact you? How do they get in touch with the network? How do they plug in?
Okay, it's very simple. They can go ahead. We do have the downloadable app. We're in the app and Play Store. You can always go and type in the search menu, USN. You can go ahead and type that in, create your profile. But you will need to get back in contact with the, I believe, the host, Mr. Tyrone. You have your link. If you could go ahead and post your link on there and give a shout out to your link, they can go to your link directly or contact you if you have a number for them. And get in contact with you that way.
Outstanding. Well, I tell you, the name of this show is Closing the Wealth Gap. And every show, I let people, the best way to contact me is through my app. You just go to TyroneFrench.app. You have access to all my information, articles, calculators, newsletters. But you're also, like Charles said, you're also going to have access to USN. To whereas if you want to just try to get more information about it, give me a call, go to my app, go to my website. I'd be more than happy to help you and direct you to whereas, again, I'm a believer. I'm a believer, and it's just a nice way of raising capital.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, too, even as the founder, I help a lot of people on a day-by-day basis. I'm hands-on. I travel. I make sure you get what you need to get because that's the way your success determines my success. So I have no more than a passion to just go ahead and make sure I show you the money and change lives.
Outstanding.
So before we let you go today, give us one quick example. Give us a story of somebody that you've helped through this platform.
In this platform, it wouldn't be just one story, but
give me a good one. We got time for one quick one. Give me one good story that sort of exemplifies what you're talking about here.
Okay. I want to understand this. I remember just recently, one of my members. He was out there in California, and he's actually a movie producer, and things happened. His vehicle had broke down on him. He didn't have any money. He was totally stranded. Within a matter of like 30 minutes, he got a random phone call. That's how it happens. You get random text messages, and people actually send you. Within a matter of, about a 30-minute to an hour period, he received a total of $350.
Wow.
That was able to go ahead and get him out of the situation. He couldn't get the car fixed, but he did get it towed, and he had money to go ahead and get an Uber to get him where he needed to be. But he had no money in his pocket, and it was an unexpected incident that happened. But United Success Network changed his whole situation. And that's why he's dedicated to this day. And he tells that story like, hey, I was out of luck. Nobody else to ask, but United Success Network came through randomly and blessed me that day.
A crowd of people looking for your success. Well, I love to hear it. All right, give us the website one more time.
Yes, the website is www.unitedsuccessnetwork.com.
All right, well, we'll go and check it out. And Tyrone, how do they reach you if they want to get in touch with you?
Go to tap my app, TyroneFrench.app, or just give me a call, 877-296-5192.
Okay, well, all that and more. Tune in next week as we continue to close the wealth gap. You've been listening to Closing the Wealth Gap right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.